The opinions and waffles expressed in this show do not necessarily reflect the views of Radio Nope and its cousins. Now here's the show. 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 Show.
شما در حال گوش دادن به The Top Dollar Hour with Tunica Jones هستید. لطفاً دو ساعت الهام بخش را تجربه کنید. پیام ها، گواهی و اعتراف ها. و حالا فروتن شما اینجاست. اما راهنمای باشکوه به زندگی جادویی جدید شما. تونیک جونز.
Hello, it's me, Tunican Jones, with the Top Dollar Hour. Tonight's show is a little bipolar, just like yours truly. The first half of this show is going to be from a little collection a friend of mine made, Mr. Ulrich, a fine young man. He's quite the peach. And he did a little compilation. It's like 12 hours long of all this great music. So I picked about 8 or 9 of them for the first half of the show, comprising of rockabilly and some twang. Really, really fun stuff. The second half will be dedicated to this piece. His name is Mason Bates, and they did he's a composer. I'll give more information later. You can go to my website to learn more. But what I'm playing is off of an album called Mason Bates Works for Orchestra. It's called The B-Sides. I heard it this week. I flipped out over it. It's very, very cool. Recorded by the San Francisco Orchestra. And I'll give you more information about it. And then at the end of the show, I have a little Mark Hollis. He just passed away. He was the singer and force behind Talk Talk, and he did a solo album that is absolutely wonderful. So, without any delay, we're going to listen to the Fendermen doing Mule Skinner Blues from 1960. A little story about Fendermen, or Mule Skinner Blues. My dad was in a country western honky-tonk band in the late 60s, early 70s, and boy, they did a great, almost like note-for-note version of this, particular arrangement. Unbelievably brilliant, and golly gee, I'm going to have to look that up and find the recording of it. Anyways, here's Fendermen with Mule Skinner Blues.
Good morning, Captain. Well, good morning to you. Will you meet another mule skinner down on your new mud run? And I can make any mule listen, or I won't accept your pay. Thank you.
Come back to me again. I'm sure my broken heart will mend. No memories to haunt me till I die. No longer will I sit alone and cry with bitter feelings, bitter thoughts of you. Oh, bitter things in life have come true. With never-ending heartache, never-ending tears, bitter feelings, bitter thoughts of you.
Days in the can. That'll be cash on the barrelhead, son. You can take your choice, you're 21. No money down, no credit plan. No time to chase you, 'cause I'm a busy man. Six-gun hill. He let me call long distance. She said, number, please. And no sooner than I told her, she shouted out at me. That'll be cash on the barrelhead, son. Not part, not half, but the entire sum. No money down, no credit plan. 'Cause a little bird tells me you're a traveling hungry, my feet a heavy load. Saw a greyhound coming, stuck up my thumb. Just as I was being seated, the driver caught my arm. Said, that'll be cash on the barrelhead, son. This old grey dog take you down the road.
That was the Leuven Brothers with Cash on the Barrelhead from 1956. I am going to read a little bit, or maybe I'll read the whole thing, background on the Leuven Brothers. I'm sure most of you probably know this, but this is cool stuff. Their songs, of course, were heavily influenced by their Baptist faith and warned against sin. Nevertheless, I'm reading this, by the way. Nevertheless, Ier Leuven was notorious for his drinking, womanizing, and volcanic temper. He was married 4 times. His third wife shot him 4 times in the chest and 2 in the hand after he allegedly tried to strangle her with a telephone cord. Although seriously injured, he survived. Faye is reported to have said, "If the bastard don't die, I'll shoot him again." When performing and drinking, Ier would sometimes become angry enough on stage to smash his mandolin when he was unable to tune it, and when sober, glue it back together. And he and Charlie, they kind of got along. They got along well enough to play together. Their harmonies, for as tumultuous as their relationship was, their harmonies are insanely, insanely brilliant. Sometimes in the middle of the song, they'll switch places with the harmonies, and it's just so sweet. Absolutely so sweet. Before that was McCoy's with Full Grown Cat, 1958. Larry Lee Phillipson with Bitter Feelings from 1953. Jimmy Heap with 7 Come 11. And, oh, I see I have Heap misspelled. But it's not misspelled on the topdollarhour.com, where you can listen to the show again. Or if you're listening through it, hey, look at that playlist underneath there. Yeah, you click on that and get all kinds of nifty information. Nifty. It's all nifty. And you're listening to Radio Nope, radionope.com, and you're going to listen to Bobby Lewis doing Adult Western right now.
I don't care if you are a masked man. There ain't nobody gonna cut no Z's in my sweatshirt. I was walking down the street. There wasn't a soul in sight. Not a soul. Somebody jumped back in the alley. It was a long, tall Sally. It was one of them adult TV Western stars. So I crept up real easy to hear what he had to say. He was muttering something to himself that went like this. Well, I'm a real masked man, a gunslinger from the West. I'm a TV star, Lordy, I used to be the best. And I do mean the best. But the fans stand for me and, whoo, I couldn't stand that test. Well, I'm right on top, my ratings drop. I asked them, what is the answer I got? Too many cats are digging that rock and roll. They said, I don't Western, don't move them cats no more. The rockin' and a hoppin', a poppin' and a scoppin', a ooh-wee, Well, I was right on top, my ratings dropped. Digging that rock and roll. They said the outdoor questers don't move them cats no more. They did the rockin' and a hoppin', a pippin' and a poppin'. Oh, wee! Outdoor questers don't move them cats no more. Outdoor questers don't move them cats no more. Outdoor questers don't move them cats no more.
Takes me dancing at the hop. He buys me candy and soda pop. He taught me how to do the bop and chicken too. A hoo hoo.
my little baby, he's my own, he's my one, he's my only. When he calls me on the phone, I just say, hey, hey.
A good time. Why, why women like to have a good time? Why girlfriends like to lose their minds? Why girls hoop and holler, they yell ooh-wee. Why girls hoop and holler, they yell ooh-wee. They can scream and break down, but it don't move me. Why girls dig me, but I love a cool one. Why girls dig me, but I love a cool one. Go home to when I've had my fun. Well, I can romp and stomp. Well, I can rock and roll. Well, I can do the bop. Well, I can thrill my soul. Well, I can drink the wine. They all warm in mine. Yeah, now, baby, baby, oh, can't you see? Yeah, baby, baby, oh, can't you see? I want a young girl to make love to me. Wonder how. Well, all my good friends, they wonder how I made these young girls go wild. Well, just shake my head. Well, just wink my eye. Well, just whisper, baby. Well, just heave a sigh. Well, just romp and stomp. Then I leave my high and dry. Why, why, women, I must confess. Why, why, women, I must confess. I want a tame one, make love my way.
That was Johnny Carroll with Wild Wild Women, 1956. At the top of that set was Bobby Lewis with Adult Western. And between those two songs is Rose Maddox, My Little Baby. I am a huge fan of the Maddox Brothers and Rose Maddox. When they do a show, they were crazy. They were whacked. They were whack. Anyways, I wish I could have seen them. That's one of those time travel things. I wish I could have seen that. I just want to time travel to see shows. I think that'd be way cool. I would love to see all these really cool shows. And funny, the other day, talking to my son, I was playing him that McCoy's song that I played earlier called Full Grown Cat. He really loved it. He likes a lot of the same music I do, and he was really into it. And he goes, so that would be considered rockabilly. I says, well, yeah, rockabilly, but I said, back then it wasn't called rockabilly, and it was just called rock and roll. Of course, you know. It was very twangy, too. So nowadays, yeah, rockabilly, sure. Proud of the boy, though. Proud of him. All right, so here comes the other half of our bipolar evening. What we're going to hear is, it's called the B-Sides. It's a symphony in five movements for electronica and orchestra by the American composer Mason Bates. It was commissioned by the San Francisco Symphony and conductor Michael Tilson Thomas. And the piece was dedicated to him, and it was premiered in 2009 in San Francisco with Michael Tilson Thomas leading the symphony. I absolutely adore this piece. It's very cool. It's about 20 minutes long. So sit in, sit still, listen to it, focus on it, because it's pretty damn cool. You could do what you want. I can't stop you from getting a drink or going to the bathroom while this is on. Just put some headphones on. Use that newfangled Bluetooth technology. Just Bluetooth it up. So, we're going to hear the B-sides one. It's called Broom with the System. And it's Mason Bates' album. Album is called Mason Bates, works for orchestra. And we'll get started now. After this, I'll tell you a little bit more about it. Okay. Thank you.
get at what he is.
Looking right down, looks like we're coming up on the coast of California.
That was from Mason Bates, works for orchestra. Mason Bates, conducted by Michael Tilson Thomas, San Francisco Symphony. And yeah, I hit the mic. there was the first one was Broom with the System. Then there was Aerosol Melody, Hanalea, Gemini and the Solar Wind, Temescal Noir, and Warehouse Medicine. It was scored for electronica and orchestra. It comprised two flutes, two oboes, E flat clarinet, two clarinets, two bassoons, contrabassoon, four French horns, three trumpets, two trombones, bass trombone, tuba, three percussionists, harp, piano, and strings. Yes, I read all that. I don't know that off the top of my head because I just heard it this week. Hope you enjoyed it. We're at the end of the show. And my name is Tuna Can Jones. You have been listening to the Top Dollar Hour with me. And tonight was a little bit bipolar. We heard rockabilly twang in first half. Second half, we heard orchestral music. And we're going to continue the mood with a song by Mark Hollis. Song is called Color of Spring off of his solo album, Mark Hollis, from 1998. He just passed away. He was the lead singer and the force behind Talk Talk. This was a late one for me. I did not know about his solo work. I did not know about the last albums, couple albums of theirs. Really, really good stuff. I was never a fan of the, I don't know, the commercial attempts, but there's a really cool article that talks about him, and it's pretty darn cool. So if you go to thetopdollarhour.com, you can read that story. It's really cool. So just click on Mark Hollis's name, and you'll go to the site. Like I said, it's really cool reading. And you have been listening to Radio Nope, radionope.com. Thank you for listening. If you are listening to this through my site, go to radionope.com and listen to it. There's great stuff on there. I know. I add music to it. As well as others. But I do add music to it. Anyways, thanks for showing up. Bless your pea-picking heart. This is Mark Hollis with The Color of Spring. Good night.
To sell my soul, I live the life of the brand. And yet I gaze. Thank you. the bridges that I burn.
از تمامی کسانی که گوش میکردند سپاسگزارم. از تمامی کسانی که میشنیدند سپاسگزارم. از تمامی کسانی که میشناسند سپاسگزارم. این تاب دان اور با توکن جونز بوده است. ما برای همه شما فرد، ارش و دستانی کم آرزو برمستیم.